Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A grandmother shot a man who was pleasuring himself on a bicycle after he tried to break into her home.
Pleasuring himself on a bicycle.
I can't see how that's...
That'd be a little painful, yeah.
Yeah. The woman was putting out the trash at her Houston home around 5 p.m. on Tuesday when the man began following her on his bicycle while touching himself. She went inside the house, but the man climbed off the bike and then he tried to get in the front door. So she warned him to leave and told him that she had a gun. When the man refused to leave, she fired one shot through the door, striking the man in the chest. He managed to get back on his bicycle. Yeah.
You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
He managed to get back on his bicycle, but only pedaled a few meters before collapsing. Medics rushed him to the hospital in critical condition, but he is expected to survive.
And she calls Sassy.
The woman's 14-year-old granddaughter was inside the home at the time of the shooting, but did not witness the incident. The woman was questioned by homicide detectives, but has not been charged. Investigations are underway to see if any of the parties will face charges. Police said the man was out on bond after he was caught wandering around the same area while naked a week before.
That's good. They let him out.
Yeah, exactly. A woman in Canton had quite the scare on Monday morning when a bear broke into her home. The woman said the 400-pound bear broke through a screen door, pushed in her front door, and entered her home while she was lying in bed around 7 a.m.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. She said she played dead on her bed as the bear moved her dresser in her bedroom. Do you think you could have the wherewithal to do that?
No, I would freak the F out.
A bear has come into your bedroom and is moving stuff around, and she laid there still. Once the bear left her bedroom...
You know what the bear did, though, was pretty smart.
E-A-G.
She jumped in.
I knew it!
Once the bear left her bedroom and went into her kitchen, the woman called police. She said, "I was awake, but I heard something, and I looked up, and he was there." She was telling 911.
There's a bear in the kitchen.
When officers arrived, the bear was still in the kitchen, but it left the house shortly
I'm on
after.
The extension.
Officers shot one round at the bear, who kept walking away into the woods.
That's just insane. You know, a lot of times up in the northern areas, when the polar bear will start their migration, they will break into houses, and you'll hear stories like this.
Yeah, police then tracked the untagged bear into the woods, but could not find it. Officials said they planned to set a trap near the woman's house. Now, this is in this area. In Canton, I don't know if this is Canton, Ohio,
it just seems
another
weird,
state.
Right?
It seems weird because this is the fourth bear to enter a home in the last week.
Wow!
In this town of Canton,
if we could try to find out which Canton we're talking about.
Yeah, people in Canton are used to seeing black bears on their property.
It's in Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But the bear's bold behavior of breaking into homes is concerning to them. So three in a week alone, or four in a week alone. That's crazy. A federal judge has ordered the continued detention of an Oregon man who was recorded last month taunting a bison in Yellowstone National Park.
I saw footage of this. It's a lunatic.
The guy's standing in front of the buffalo going, "Come on, come on." You know, like he's taunting somebody to fight him. Judge Mark Carman ruled that Raymond Renke would be locked up until August 23rd at bench trial at the Yellowstone Justice Center in Wyoming. Renke has entered a not guilty plea. In denying him bond, Carman ruled that there were no conditions of release that would reasonably assure the safety of any other person in the community or guarantee that the Oregon man would show for future court hearings.
He ends up in a Yellowstone court. There's going to be animals on that jury.
Yeah. Carman noted that the defendant faced incarceration if convicted. Additionally, listen to this. Carman said that Renke has a prior criminal record, a history of alcohol or substance abuse, and a lack of stable residence or employment. During a trip last month to several national parks, Renke was first busted on July 28th for being drunk and disorderly inside Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming. He was then cited on July 31st for failure to wear a seatbelt while in the passenger seat of a vehicle. The court filing states the park rangers noted that he appeared to be intoxicated and was argumentative. And on the evening of July 31st, Yellowstone National Park visitors reported that Renke was harassing and hurting bison. He was subsequently cited for harassing wildlife and possessing an open container of alcohol. When video of him taunting a bison was posted online, federal prosecutors petitioned to revoke Ranky's bond on the drunk and disorderly charge. So this guy goes around to national parks, gets hammered, and causes all these problems. So what an idiot. Various sex toys, including a vibrator, were mistaken for a bomb, causing a partial closure at Berlin's Schenfeld Airport. A bomb. Employees at the airport were conducting routine x-rays of luggage when they spotted suspicious content in a luggage piece, according to the federal police in Berlin. Because it was unclear from the initial scan what the bag contained, an alert was issued shortly before 11 a.m., resulting in the closure of the airport's D terminal.
Look at this bomb. It's shaped like a large black penis.
While police investigated the suspicious items, the owner of the bag was called over the airport speaker system and eventually talked to police about his luggage. However, he was reluctant to properly explain the contents of the bag, possibly because of embarrassment, saying instead that his luggage contained, quote, technical stuff.
Technical stuff.
Yes. After an hour-long...
There's a technical store over near the airport, Preston.
After an hour-long investigation involving a bomb squad, authorities eventually determined that the items were sex toys. The airport's D terminal was reopened at noon. The incident came on the same day that Frankfurt Airport, Germany's busiest airport, was evacuated after a family that tested positive for explosives was mistakenly allowed to leave the security area. Both incidents... came during one of the busiest months for travel in Europe, as many people are on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll do one more quick story and wrap it up. Meet Florida man James Dylan Jordan. That is his name. He's a married couple was enjoying a Sunday evening out at a Japanese steakhouse when a tipsy Jordan began to undress and dance erotically in front of the female half of the duo.
Florida man. Florida man.
Distressed by Jordan's impromptu striptease, Jamie Carpenter, who was accompanied by her husband Christopher, advised Jordan to leave the Kobe Japanese Steakhouse in Clearwater. In response, Jordan became belligerent and began calling her fat and threatened to fight her spouse.
What a fun dinner.
Jordan was subsequently arrested for disorderly conduct in an establishment. He was freed from the local jail after posting $150 bond. His rap sheet includes multiple convictions of possession, sale, and trafficking of narcotics, cocaine, and oxycodone.
Has he ever tried to fist fight a bison?
Not that I know of, but they didn't describe his erotic dance, fortunately.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
All right, this is messed up. This is out of like a Freddy Krueger type movie, this horrible killing that took place, but it's just bizarre. A roofer accused of fatally cutting a coworker's throat with a circular saw, claimed that he was being teased and drugged to work more. Yeah. Miguel Navarro faced charges of first-degree intentional homicide and mayhem in the death of 37-year-old Israel Vallis Flores. Now, Navarro allegedly cut Flores with a saw while they were on the roof of a home. Flores fell onto the garage roof, and a witness said Navarro continued cutting Flores with the circular saw after he fell. The alleged victim died on the garage roof from 10 sharp force injuries across his face, neck, back, and extremities. His jugular vein and carotid artery were both sliced. Isn't that just...
May we assume he was, in fact, not being drugged to work more?
I don't know. Navarro, I'm going to guess not, told police that he was angry about being teased for, quote, not feeling right after having sex, wasn't getting paid, and believed that he was being drugged to work more.
Oh, this doesn't sound right.
Police said there were no apparent argument. There was no apparent argument leading up to the attack.
Ooh.
Flores had handed the circular saw to Navarro, who then immediately used it to cut into the victim's throat. Navarro had actually lived with the Flores family and could face up to 40 years in prison and a $100,000 fine if convicted. That is just...
That's brutal. It's
twisted. A photo has been posted to Instagram, which appears to capture the moment a woman armed with a baseball bat attacks a luxury Mercedes-Benz worth more than $400,000 in a suspected revenge attack. The Benz S63 AMG Coupe was attacked outside an apartment complex in Kent Town. A group of witnesses said a woman smashed up the car with a baseball bat after spray painting the words cheater, slut, and man whore on the side of it.
That's a lot of writing.
One witness said the scorned woman, aged in her 20s, was cool, calm, and collected during the rampage. She turned up in a Mercedes G-Wagon and she got out with a spray can. She painted one side, a witness said, then went around and painted the other side and then got back in the car and out with the bat. She took it to the car with the bat, smashed up the mirrors on the side that said cheater. The woman fled the scene after the attack.
See, cheater, slut, and man whore get it done for me because you want it drivable, so the person has to drive it to the the repair place. If the windshields are smashed out, you get it towed.
Well, it was just she smashed the mirrors.
Okay.
So just a little bit of damage. The car's owner is understood to be a local businessman, and it's believed the vehicle was only purchased last week, by the way, so it was brand new.
Do you know what I'd do? For guys who go through this, or girls, I would have a business that sells just the magnetic words, not A.
Put it right next to it, yeah. A peaceful day on the water turned to terror for a father and daughter in Pennsylvania. Dan Warely explained that he and his 7-year-old named Layla were kayaking on the Conewago Creek or Conewago Creek in Adams County.
I'm not familiar with this.
When a beaver took to viciously attacking his brand new kayak.
I saw the picture of... This thing's huge. Go ahead, play it.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
Nice big beaver.
Whirly, in the video that he caught on his cell phone is heard screaming, "Get away, because it's a beaver." "Get the F away. Get away, you F." He said, "I looked, and it was a beaver scratching at it, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. A beaver came up to us. It wouldn't stop. So I used my paddle, tried to hit it to get it away, and it just wouldn't stop, and it wouldn't stop." After realizing the beaver wasn't going to quit, Warely fought back with what he had on his hand, which was, of course, the paddle, like I said. And this prompted the beaver to head for his daughter, Layla, 7 years old. He said the beaver came up to the kayak and tried to get in the kayak. This is according to Layla. She said, "I jumped out of my kayak and I ran to her." This is him talking now. I got to the kayak at the same time that beaver did.
So I seized the beaver and it's going after my daughter.
I climbed up on the back of her kayak, started to, and I had to punch it to get it off.
He's punching that beaver.
He punched the beaver
to get it off. Is that technically a falcon punch?
The fight eventually went to the shore where Warely killed the beaver.
So there's a picture of him holding it, and it's upside. And look at the teeth. Look at the teeth on this thing. God.
Yeah, they're massive.
I mean, they build dams with those things.
Yep. The Pennsylvania Game Commission confirmed the animal had rabies.
Oh, jeez.
And since Warely had to get a number of shots.
I'm guessing this thing, what, 50 pounds, 45, 50 pounds, would you say?
Yeah, probably. Mm. Yeah, it's a good sized one. That's a nice beaver,
nice
by the
beaver.
Way. A very nice
probably
beaver.
From all the time out there, if it's had rabies, it was probably a smelly beaver, right?
Yeah, I think so. Bloody beaver.
Yeah.
Nice beaver.
Police have rescued a man who called them in desperation after a baby squirrel chased him down the street and wouldn't leave him alone.
After the beaver story, you're kind of a pussy if you're running from a baby squirrel.
The unnamed man called emergency services after he failed to shake off the tiny animal. He told officers,
"A baby squirrel attacked me."
He told officers he felt stalked and under threat from the critter.
Mm. Eli Bowman.
He said when officers took a police car to the scene, this was in southwest Germany, by the way.
Oh, of course.
They found the man being stalked by the persistent little creature and still chasing him on Thursday morning. However, the help wasn't needed in the end, as the animal apparently exhausted, gave up the chase, and laid down and fell asleep. Yeah, it's really cute.
It's adorable.
Officers said the baby had probably been separated from its mother and was after the man in search of a replacement parent and home.
Aww.
They then brought the adorable...
I just want a mommy and daddy.
They brought the... And it scared that guy. They then brought the adorable squirrel into custody in the police station and decided that they would have fun by writing up a report about it. A police spokeswoman said that baby squirrels can be very persistent and fixated when they find a new parent, and their efforts can be pretty scary.
Just looking for love.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.